The Power of Positive Thinking and Human Relations. My dear reader, I'm thrilled to share with you the principles that have transformed countless lives, including my own. Throughout my years of teaching and observing human behavior, I've come to understand that success and happiness are not mere accidents of fate, but the result of our thoughts and actions. Let me take you on a journey through the most powerful lessons I've learned about winning friends, influencing people, and conquering worry. The Art of Human Relations. At the heart of success in both personal and professional life lies the ability to understand and connect with others. I've seen time and time again how a simple shift in perspective can turn a potential enemy into a lifelong friend. Take, for instance, the story of a man I once knew who worked as a car salesman. He was struggling to meet his quotas until he realized that his customers weren't just walking wallets, but human beings with hopes, fears, and dreams. One day, a couple came in looking for a new family car. Instead of launching into his usual sales pitch, he asked them about their family, their hobbies, and their needs. He listened intently as they spoke about their growing children and their love for weekend road trips. By the end of the conversation, not only had he helped them find the perfect car, but he had also gained their trust and respect. They became loyal customers and even referred their friends to him. This story illustrates a fundamental truth. People are not interested in you or me, they are interested in themselves. By showing genuine interest in others, we can build bridges of understanding and goodwill that lead to mutual benefit. Conquering worry and embracing life. Now, let's turn our attention to a force that can cripple even the most talented individuals: worry. I've met countless people who allowed worry to rob them of their potential and their joy. But I've also witnessed remarkable transformations when these same individuals learned to master their thoughts and emotions. I remember a young executive who came to one of my seminars. She was on the verge of a nervous breakdown, constantly fretting about her job performance and her future. I shared with her a technique that has helped many: living in day-tight compartments. I asked her to focus solely on the present day, to do her best in the moment, and to let go of anxieties about the future. At first, she was skeptical, but she agreed to try it for a week. When she returned, the change was astonishing. Her eyes were brighter, her posture more confident. She told me that by concentrating on one day at a time, she found herself more productive and less stressed. She even received a commendation from her boss for her improved work quality. This principle of living in the present is not just a platitude. It's a practical tool for reducing anxiety and increasing effectiveness. By breaking life into manageable, day-sized chunks, we can tackle our challenges with renewed energy and focus. The power of a positive mental attitude. My friends, if there's one thing I want you to take away from our time together, it's this: your attitude is the most important thing about you. I've seen individuals overcome incredible odds simply because they refuse to give in to negativity. Consider the story of a woman I met who had lost her job, her savings, and her home in the Great Depression. Instead of succumbing to despair, she chose to view her situation as an opportunity for a fresh start. She began by listing all the skills she had acquired over the years and thinking about how she could apply them in new ways. With determination and a positive outlook, she started a small catering business from her sister's kitchen. It wasn't easy, but her optimism was contagious. Customers were drawn to her cheerful demeanor as much as to her delicious food. Within a year, she had not only regained her financial footing, but was also happier than she had ever been in her previous career. This woman's story teaches us that it's not what happens to us that determines our fate, but how we react to it. A positive mental attitude can turn obstacles into stepping stones and problems into opportunities. The transformative power of gratitude. In my years of studying human nature, I've discovered a simple yet profound truth. Gratitude has the power to transform our lives. It's all too easy to focus on what's wrong, on what we lack, or on the injustices we face. But when we shift our attention to what we have to be thankful for, something magical happens. I once worked with a man who was constantly complaining about his job, his coworkers, and his life in general. His negative attitude was not only making him miserable, but was also affecting everyone around him. I challenged him to try an experiment. For 1 week, he was to find 3 things each day to be grateful for and write them down. At first, he struggled, but as the days went by, he found it easier to spot the good things in his life. By the end of the week, his entire demeanor had changed. He reported feeling more energetic, more optimistic, and more appreciated at work. His relationships improved, and he even received a promotion shortly after. This simple practice of gratitude can rewire our brains, shifting our focus from what's wrong to what's right. It's not about ignoring problems, but about maintaining a balanced perspective that allows us to approach challenges with resilience and hope. Putting it all into action. My dear reader, knowledge without action is like a book that remains unopened, full of potential, but ultimately useless. So let me challenge you to put these principles into practice in your own life. Start by making a conscious effort to show genuine interest in others. Listen more than you speak, and when you do speak, make it about the other person's interests and concerns. You'll be amazed at how quickly you can build rapport and trust. Next, tackle your worries head-on by living in day-tight compartments. Focus on what you can do today and let tomorrow take care of itself. When faced with a problem, ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Once you face that possibility, you'll often find that the reality is far less daunting. Cultivate a positive mental attitude by surrounding yourself with uplifting books, people, and experiences. Challenge negative thoughts when they arise and replace them with constructive ones. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts, and your thoughts shape your reality. Finally, practice gratitude daily. Start and end each day by noting 3 things you're thankful for. This simple habit can profoundly shift your perspective and open your eyes to the abundance that surrounds you. My friends, these principles have the power to transform your life, just as they have for millions of others. But they require consistent effort and practice. Start small, be patient with yourself, and watch as your relationships deepen, your worries diminish, and your joy increases. Remember, you have within you right now everything you need to succeed. Go forth with confidence, optimism, and a genuine love for your fellow human beings. Your lifetime plan for success begins today.